Okay, good morning. We're in the middle of Hilcha Shechita, Yeradeya, the end of Siman Kaf. Okay, we are in Si'if Dalet. Okay, basically we're speaking about the Makom HaShechita. So you want to, basically we aim for the middle of the neck. And the question is, do you have to hold the Simanim when you cut them? Okay, so Dalet. Tov Lizaher Lema. It's good to hold on to, grab them, stabilize the simanim, right? The kana and the veshit, esophagus and trachea. Kadei she is demenu kodim basar atzavar. So that you cut them right away. You go through the skin, hopefully, or possibly you get the veins, and then you go ahead and the main thing is the two simanim. Okay, we want to make sure we get that before we start hitting even the muscle in the neck, and certainly before we want to stop before we get to the vertebrae, the bones. V'tzarich imun yadayim v'zehirut gedola, and you need special concentration or just a little gifted with your hands. Just careful with your hands. And she'im lo yemashmesh bahem v'yazminam lefanav kodem shechita. Karov adavar meod lifshoa v'lachtoch ha'mafreket kodem ha'simanim. It's, if you're not careful, you're not watching or holding, it's very easy to end up just going through the neck bone, the vertebrae, before you get to the simanim. Now, just lemaisa, how do you hold the animal? So, I spoke to Rabbi David, and Anishoche knows, chickens, you just hold back, you stretch the neck. On the back, or the way you hold the neck and the back and the head, and so you just pull down or pull back from the neck, and then that makes it nice and taut. Also for cows, he said that's also basically what they do, is they stretch the skin. Then when it comes to sheep, they always hold the simanim, they move around more. Pigeons, they're on both sides, one siman is on each right and left side, so that you need to hold. And not sure if they push them together or exactly how they do that. I've never done one. You also hold the ducks, the simanim. And when it comes to turkeys, some do and some don't. Okay. Siman Kaf Aleph. Shiur HaShechita B'Kamuta. How much do we shat? Do we cut? Aleph. Si'if Aleph. Kama Hu Shiur HaShechita. How much do we cut in the Shechita, in the neck? Hakana ve'aveshet. Shechita ha'me'ula, the ideal, best, proper way to do shechita is she'echtechu shneihem bein v'behema bein ba'of. You cut, there's two simanim, you want to cut both of them completely, all the way through, and it doesn't matter what kind of animal or bird, that's how you do it. Lazeh itkaven, and that's the kavana that you have, hashochet. When he shechts, he's aiming for both and all of them. V'im shachat rov echad mehem ba'of. Now, this is usually how we would call it bediavid. If it turns out when you check the animal, you have to check to make sure that you got them. That's number one. Now you're going to see how much of it you shechted. So you want to make sure you get at least the majority, 51%. Kehuta Sara makes it the majority. We're going to see that. You just have to get 51% of at least one of the two simanim for a chicken. V'rov shnayim v'behema u'bechaya. And you must get 51% or more of each of both simanim. That's for an animal. Behema or achaya. And then shechita to kshera, and the shechita is going to be kosher. Ubiovad sheim then sheim the duo to v'imseu she'anishchatu rov. V'kivan shematzu she'anishchat yoter mi'chetzi afilu kechut se'ara dayo. So after you check, as long as it's more than half, even by a hair, that's enough, and it's 100%. At this point, now it's like 100% lechadchila. You can eat it. It's 100% kshera. No questions. Just a 2-second digression here. Here might be the one and only example where in a din de araisa we talk about lechatchila bediyevid. So I'm sure we're all familiar. There's a famous Tosfos Gittin in the bottom of Gittin Gimel Amud Beis. He writes, whenever you have a din de araisa, there's no concept of lechatchila bedyavid. There's the right way and the wrong way. There's kshera and or psula. If this is an exception or not, that's a question. Some say based on the Rambam, since he calls it a mitzvah, he holds maybe there is. But anyway, Rashi, real simply, he explains, I forget exactly which daf, maybe it's kaftet on the top, on Amud Aleph. So he says, this is a din, let mida araisa, you only have to get rove. And mida araisa, you only have to get one of the chicken. It's a din derabanan, that a shochet must aim to get both, all of both, in all cases. So that's the easiest teretz for that. One other thought is, some say when it's whenever you have a din d'araisa that is like a makshir or a matir, like shchita, then it is shayach to have such a concept of b'dyavad and lechatchila. I'll just tie back to from a siman right before. But also when it comes to brachos, the shach over there says, so brachos we know are all derabanan, except for the one or two exceptions of Torah and Birkas HaMazon. So, but there, we know there's a principle of over lasiyatan. So we said, but there's an exception by tevila, an exception there. So how is that possible? Because hem gazru v'hem gazru. So that's easy to say by brachos. So the question is by shechita, so... Okay, let's go on and we'll finish the siman. Bet. Im shachat bebehema echad kulo v'chetzi hasheni. Sorry. You're shachting an animal. Ha'echad kulo v'chetzi hasheni. So you have two simanim. One of them you got completely through. One of them you only got halfway through. Uba'of shnei chetzei simanim. And with the chicken, you get 50% on both of them, it's 100% psula, 100%, because it must be rove. And if you didn't get rove, you didn't get anything. Okay. Right. Gimel. Lo shachat rove asiman makom echad. Let's say you didn't get the most of the siman in exactly one cut, in one spot of the trachea or esophagus. Kegon. Shehitchel lishchot. You start shachtim, you're slicing one of the simanim, v'nitapecha siman, and then now the siman like moves a little bit, v'gamra sham, and then you continue there, uben shneim, but you continued next to it, uben shneim rov. So you, if you're able to put the, can you add the two cuts together? The answer is yes. Kshira, we're going to qualify this in a moment. Bein v'kana bein beveshet. Doesn't matter if trachea or esophagus, you can add two cuts together. Now, the poskim l'shach point out, and generally speaking, this doesn't really apply to us because we hold shia of kol dehu is a psul 100%. We consider it like an avela. We don't, if you take a break in the middle. So the question is over here, if you look. Ah, okay, so I've never seen two shachtim. We're going to get to that case over here. One of those cases probably lo haya v'lo yeh, but maybe. Okay. There is discussion in the Be'er Heitev exactly if you know for sure you didn't do shia, you didn't pause, but you ended up with two cuts next to each other. So it's a machloket there. We'll leave that. Okay, now let's keep reading. Lo mi bayim shnei achatachim shavim behekaf echad. It doesn't have to be that the two cuts are on the same plane, right? Certainly, if they're on the same plane, you can add them together, right? Same circumference, same plane, whatever. Aval, ella, afilu ha'echad litzad arosh ve'asheni litzad mata. Even if one is higher up, caudal, towards the head, and the other one is lower down. Got that reversed. Cranial is closer to the head, caudal is lower down to the lungs or to the tail. Then it would be kasher. In other words, you have them on two different planes, you can still add them together. However, wait, don't stop here. Benim Adam Echad Shachat Kach Bishnayim or Shlosha Mekomot, whether it's one person who made two, three cuts on one animal without doing a Shia, Bein Sheshachtu Shnayim Bishnei Sakinim, or if you have two people cutting at the same time, right? Aval Im Hakol Betzad, so then that's okay. You're allowed to add two different spots, even if they're on two different layers or heights along the simanim. Aval im hakol betzad echad kegon shel acha shitchil lishchot me'at hiniach zeh hamakom v'shachat lamata. But if both cuts are exactly lined up to each other, one is right below each other or higher or below, then you can't add. Olamala mimenu be'oto tzad, on the same side. If it's on the same part of the exact same siman, you have to be able to has to be next to it, the cut. Tzarech shehi harov b'makom echad. So you have to be able to look at one, you know, looking down, ki'ilu, and on one field, get an entire row, at least if you add up all the cuts together. K'sheyesh rov, afil b'makom esheni kasher. If it's in a different spot, then it's okay. Alfa pi she'ein hashchita mefurat perush gluya v'nikeret. Even though it's not so obvious, you're allowed to take a look and see what works. Okay, Dalet. Shchita osia b'kakumus o kishinei hamasrek kshira. Now, kumus means you shacht at an angle, and this is sometimes commonly done, especially with chickens, but depends. If you cut at an angle, it's fine, as long as it's within the correct makom hashchita. Shinei hamasrek, it's a bit confusing among the poskim what exactly it means. It's not so clear. Basically, you could understand it as little cuts, like we just spoke about. Or it's getting angled a little bit. Anyway, so that would not be... So in the mikra din halacha, as long as you're not going to have any issues with shia, chalada, whatever, it's going to be fine. But lamaisa, it's not really okay because we have... A shia of kol dehu is a problem. So generally speaking, this halacha is applicable that for an angle, it's okay. Okay, one more. Hey, haya tzarich hakaneh chatuch. When you came to the animal, it was already partially cut. So we know by a veshet, a one pinpoint kol shehu of a cut or a hole, and a veshet makes it a trefa. But by a kana, to be a trefa, it must be the majority. So that's why, here's the case. Haya chetzi akana chatuch. You found half of it cut, so it's still not a trefa. Comes along the shochet, v'shachat po, and he wants to finish off the shechita. V'shlim al arov. Haga, v'yadeh sheloni keva veshet, and he made sure to check that the veshet didn't have any cuts into it, right? Because now it's part, if you see that the kana has a cut, the veshet might, so you must be extra careful to check. But that's okay, kasha, because it wasn't a trefa yet, and you made it rov. Your cutting action doesn't have to be an entire 51%. It can be 1%, as long as you make it go over the threshold that now it's 50%, 51%. V'chein, im itchil ishchol b'makom ha'shalem. And now, if you cut in a place where it's completely shalem, upaga bechatach, like it was cut on one side, and you started cutting from the other side where there was no cut. Ve'akatach mashlim ol rov, and then you reached it, you went all the way across, so you made it rov, then it's kasher. So it was either there, it has a sickness, maybe someone got a bullet, someone else did it. But it wasn't part of the shechita.